Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. Bwah, bwah. Yeah. How we doing today? In this beautiful world that we all share, broadcasting from this beautiful studio in downtown Sherman Oaks. I'm just messing with all of you guys here on the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. And as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We have a very special show lined up for all of you. Now, as we all share our Sunday mornings with each other, we ponder, we contemplate, we think, we act, we react to the world around us. We ask ourselves, who are we? Who am I? And what am I doing? Right? This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. As the days go by, it's a good song, dude. It's a great song because that's has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. I have a very special guest, and his name is Brother Cam. How we doing, my man?
We're doing pretty good.
We're doing good. I feel the good vibes swirling in the studio.
It's crazy because of how real. This is.
How
this is
real.
Such a legit
it's just,
radio station.
Dude, well, the reason why is it's all been built for you, bro. You're just such a legit guy.
Nah, nah. It's built for you.
No, no, no. Now, here's the thing. The reason why we have sharing with us today, our Sunday afternoon. The reason why we're sharing our Sunday afternoon with Cam today is because he has something to give to us. He has something to share and introduce to our lives, right? On the Vibration Station here, we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, what do we mean by that, right? As I said earlier, we're constantly reacting to our surroundings, the world around us. We, you know, something shitty happens, we're like, oh, we get all mad. Something awesome happens, we're like, oh, sweet, that's awesome, right? But then, like we're all just, like, kind of in this mode, right? In this grind, right? We all have this dream. We all have this idea of the things that we want to do. And we're just, like, kind of doing everything that we can to get there. And the reason why Cam is so awesome and the reason why we have him spreading his knowledge with us today is because he is literally the perfect, right? The perfect representation. No. Because check this out. You are the perfect representation, right? You represent the goal of the American dream and the steps that you have to take to get there. You represent the collective of people that share that dream, like we were talking about, which we're going to get into later in the show, and that drive to not let essentially anything get in their way and stop them from being where they want to be and doing what they want to do. Right?
Yeah.
Now, first and foremost, Cameron, we're going to get to know you a little bit more. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Where, what do you do, right? You wake up, you have your hustle, you have your grind, you have things to get you there. What do you do, right? Why do we have you on today?
Well, right now, I work for my dad's construction company. I work at the yard. I've been working there for about over 5 years now.
That's awesome.
It's going pretty good, you know, enjoying it, enjoying it a lot, but I'm getting to the point in my life where I realize that I want to do more with my life. I don't want to be stuck working as a construction worker forever, even though I love it and I will always do construction for the rest of my life, but I want to do more than that.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to be able to fund the lifestyle.
Multitasks, you know what I mean? Like multifaceted lifestyle. Absolutely. And that's what, you know, we come here and we... Like we were talking about earlier, we are easily convinced, right, that there's only one way to do things. You know, we're very easily persuaded as young children that if we don't do this, if we don't go here, if we don't act this way, then bad things are going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Which most of the time they do, right? They do. Bad things do happen.
Although, sometimes, a lot of times it does happen.
When you don't abide by the rules that you've been, you know, kind of told. But what if there's just like, you know, this is exactly what we're talking about. We're meant to be multifaceted. We're meant to do as many things as we could possibly imagine to bring us joy. We're meant to explore as many possible areas of ourselves that we could think to expand the more of who we are. And, you know, getting to the dream, getting to where we want to be, is part of that expansion. That's the whole, it's how we approach that, right? So Cam, you've been working in construction for a while, and that's actually a perfect example, right? Of like, you know, construction's like in this economy and like everything we're doing, and like it always has been, like an amazing American job to be in. Like top-notch American, like position, you know what I'm saying? Like construction, do you know what I mean? Commercial construction, residential construction. It's what keeps this, you know, it's what keeps the economy going.
It's definitely a lot of economy.
Oh, man, that's what it's about.
It's really big.
We couldn't do anything. We couldn't have gas stations. We couldn't have, you know, like facilities, distribution centers, buildings without what you do, right?
Yeah, I mean, look at the housing market. Just the collapse of that has destroyed our economy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this, you know, this is exactly what we're talking about here, is that perfect example of being, you know, born in this society and raised as an American and doing everything that you have to do to make sure that you get where you want to be. But it's also not about getting there. It's about maintaining the state of mind.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it is. It is about maintaining a positive, good, and looking forward state of mind. Always be looking forward, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always, you know, keep your... I guess what I'm saying is don't be so affected.
Yeah.
If you can, try not to be so fazed by all the shitty things that are going on, because it's just physics. It's like what you put your energy into only expands, only becomes more. If you put your energy into doubt, you're just going to expand your doubt. If you put your energy into your dream, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then you're going to move forward, move toward your dream.
Just going to become more.
Yep.
So, Cam, we were talking earlier, right? And you were telling me about, you know, like you have this vision of yourself, you know, like you know where you want to be, you know how you want to get there. Right now you're doing construction, you're also in school, and like what's the drive, you know what I'm saying? Like what's that, like every morning you're like, this is, you know what I'm saying?
yeah, you feel me? Well, I guess for one, part of the drive is you got bills to pay, so you gotta work.
Absolutely.
You gotta work, but
and it's so fun. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, sorry.
Well, a big deal, like, for my drive is there's a certain amount of things I want to live comfortably when I'm older.
Absolutely.
And I realize that I got to go back to school if I want to live comfortably. You know, you're not going to be
totally
unless you have some brilliant idea. You're not going to really be living all that comfortably just with a basic high school degree anymore.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's not the society that we live in anymore. So that's why I'm going back to school and looking forward. You know,
no, and that's big. You know, and to know. That's a beautiful thing about being in America and being in our society, mm-hmm. is that you have the option to say, okay, I want the financial freedom of working on my cars and doing whatever
I
want to
do,
right? I want the financial freedom of, you know, buying properties and doing whatever it is that I want to do. You know, I want the financial freedom of going on vacation with my family whenever I want, right? That to have a dream and then see a viable way of getting there, see a clear path
mm-hmm.
of possibly resistance, but still like a path of getting there is such a blessing, you know? Like,
it's like you see the path,
yeah,
but the schooling and the classes
exactly.
and all that, that's the resistance. That's
exactly.
that's the hard part.
It's
getting through all of that and maintain. It's so hard. You got to maintain that. I have so many years worth of schooling to do, and I'm 25, you know, and I'm probably not going to be, because I kind of want to be a structural engineer.
That's awesome.
So, but I have so much schooling I got to do, and it's just like every time I think about it, I'm like, wow, maybe I should figure something else out. But no, got to maintain. You got to keep a positive attitude and roll on that path.
Totally. And you brought up a really great point, man. It's like when you know what you want to do. You know what we've been talking about. You know how you're going to get there. But how do you maintain that state of mind? How do you still, you know, drive yourself to after like such a long day of work and then go to like 2 hours of class or, you know, another 6 hours or whatever it is that you do, whatever it is you're going to have to do and what all people have to do. See, Cameron, you represent the collective of people that are in that hustle, that are in that grind, that have that dream, that know that if they just do this, they can get there. The reason why we're having the show is to inspire, is to show that if you can maintain your deliberate approach, okay? Deliberate approach to the way that you're thinking and the way that you're feeling about the things that you're doing, you will be delivered awesome and more paths of least resistant opportunities because of simply what you're offering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's like, so we know that right now, the best way, and Cameron, I'm in the same boat as you. Like I you're answering these questions and like I'm you know, I'm like, yeah, if you were to be interviewing me, I'd be saying the same thing, you know? It's like, you know, where you have this dream, you know how you want to get there, but you know that if you stay positive, you can maintain that, but how do you like truly honestly with yourself do things that maybe aren't the most fun? Like, aren't the, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, finish my say, yeah.
Basically, what I do is I've been doing pretty much the same job at my father's construction company now. And that right there is the drive.
For
I
sure.
I don't want to keep doing this.
Word.
You know, I want to move up. I want to move into the office.
Totally.
Or, you know, start my own something maybe
totally.
One of these days. Or
absolutely.
That is the drive right there. And
absolutely.
So I'm doing these 7 to 10 classes at night, and then I got to wake up at 4:30 every morning, and it's really tough. But
wow,
it's the
that's the hustle, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's the hustle, and
yeah.
If you want to get somewhere, you got to do it. You got to
absolutely
but maintaining a good mindset is key.
Right.
You can't get depressed. You can't get down on yourself. You just got to keep moving forward.
Because if you do, you start to spiral, right?
You do,
and sometimes,
yes,
you know, that's why people drop out of school. That's why people don't finish the things that they wanted to finish. That's why they set a dream and then find every excuse in the book not to fulfill it. Because they don't see themselves being there. They can't imagine themselves having that because of whatever craw, whatever thing they have stuck in their craw. Do you know what I mean? Like so
they don't see it in the work. the hard work that it takes to get there scares them.
Exactly.
And it's just easier.
Exactly.
It's easier to give up. Just easier to give up.
It's absolutely
You know, it's like
true.
You got to work to get an A.
Yeah.
To get to, you know, succeed, yeah. You got to work for it. It's so easy to fail.
Right.
Just drop out. Just quit.
Exactly.
You know, but you can't do that. Not in this life. Not in this world.
Right. Right.
You know?
The only thing that you can do is maintain, like I was saying, you know, maintain your ability to deliberately attack anything that you have to face with a positive attitude.
Yeah.
It's honestly, and I know it sounds so, so cheesy, right? Oh, be positive, stay happy, feel good. But it's like...
It's hard.
Right? It's hard.
But it's one of those things. It's hard to feel good and stay positive. It's easy to feel negative.
It's so easy when you're constantly surrounded by it.
Yeah, like when you work construction, you feel negative all the time.
Totally. Right?
You kind of... You learn, and by feeling negative a lot like that, you learn that it's hard to feel positive. And it, but how much better it is to feel positive.
Right.
You know?
It's like a catch-22.
It
you
is.
Know? It's
yeah.
totally a catch-22. It's way easier to just to kind of give in, right, and say, like, fuck it. I'm just going to respond to my surroundings. Like, let... Right? That it's literally, bro, the difference between... Having your surroundings control you and then you controlling your response to your surroundings. Like, are you gonna be just like a puppet and let everything around you like morph how you react to it? Or are you gonna be the puppet master and just like
control it,
your
yeah.
reality, right? And how do you control your reality? Essentially, nothing can affect you, right? Nothing can affect you if you don't let it, right?
I pretty mean, much, yeah. I mean,
but there's multiple levels
yeah,
of that, and that's like kind of nutty.
Nope.
Because like, I mean, I don't know, dude. There's a lot of levels of that because then you can go into like, you know, whole like some super messed up shit that's happened like across the world where, you know, people straight on a daily basis are holding people against their will and like, you know, just like fucked up, terrible.
And you can think about all that and it just brings you down,
right?
And it puts you on a whole other level.
So it's like, so then you're on this state where you're like, okay, here I am now, super blessed, right? Now we have nothing to complain about. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Now like,
yeah.
Now like we see the American dream. All I have to do is go to school, take some classes. Don't need to worry about like my life or being like, you know, in the wrong place at the wrong time. Pakistan or something terrible like that. But at the same time, you know, it's still a struggle. It's still like a beat. It's still a fuck. I could be doing something feels better.
But if you bring up like motivation like that, like what you're talking about, what motivates people, even thinking about that, knowing that those people can't really do what we have.
Right.
The opportunity to do, go to school, get a really good education and all that.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a little bit of a
that's big motivation.
Yeah, motivation,
dude.
Right there.
Now, I mean, what if, right, we just don't think about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. When you listen to AM radio every morning on the way to work, yeah.
You're focused on how the traffic's looking, you know?
Oh, the traffic, and then they talk about all the world problems. It's like, oh, God.
Shit's going on, man.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on, that's for sure.
So, I'm going to shift gears for a moment,
yeah,
right? So, earlier, you know, we were trying to talk about keeping a positive state of mind and, you know, oh, there's a contrast and across the world people are experiencing this and then we did this, so it's motivation to be where you are. But all that's, you know, all that's well and good, but what it comes down to is the individual, everything that the individual does is from the inside. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna shift gears a little bit into more like internal perspective. So when we were talking earlier, Cam, I mentioned this little analogy that I'd heard from actually this guy, Dr. Wayne Dyer. He's pretty sweet. You should check him out if you're down for like just thinking good and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. He's a dope guy, he's a good guy.
Sweet.
So he talks about he's like, when you take an orange and you apply pressure and you squeeze that orange, he's like, what's going to come out? He's like, orange juice. He's like, you're never going to get grapefruit juice. You're never going to get, you know,
no.
like blueberry. You're not going to get any of it. You're going to get orange juice.
Yeah.
Because it's an orange, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that orange is always going to be that orange, right? So then apply it. So let's extend that analogy to the individual, right? When you are applied pressure, when something, someone applies pressure to you, when someone is angry to you, frustrated, presents a situation that you're not down for, something that's like even super shitty and terrible, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, however you're being squeezed, you are going to exude whatever is inside of you. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, what you're saying is if you're put under pressure, basically, right, how you're going to react to the situation.
Bam.
Bam. And, yeah, I guess that
it's like, no, it well, like, sorry, no, go on.
Well, like, that shows your true person.
Absolutely.
Basically, when you're put under pressure, it shows how you really are, and how you can react under pressure really says a lot about a person.
Absolutely. You know? And it defines the magnetic, literally, like, the vibration that you're putting out. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it defines, like, that, like, you know, we're all magnets. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're magnetic to what we think, what we feel. Like, whatever we put out, we're just going to get more of. You know what I mean? It's physics, you know? It's like, that's why when you are talking about someone that you haven't talked about in a while, and then they call, like, a day later, you're like, oh, shit, that's so weird. I was just talking about you. You're talking about a song, and then, like, 30 minutes later, it's like, you know, it could be, you know, coincidence, synchronicity, but it's all magnetic, you know, it's all magnetism. And that's, you know, if you're feeling off and something off happens, you're feeling really good, you know, like those days you're like, oh, I feel so great today. You like hit all green lights. You're like, damn,
yeah, that's
like
rare.
Just shits on my side. Yeah, dude.
But no, that is a great feeling.
But that's, you know, that's, It's that magnetism. So when you are being squeezed, right, like we're talking about, when you're being applied pressure, what you exude in that moment is really what defines kind of where you want to be, you know? Mm-hmm. What you don't ask for something, you don't ask the universe, you don't ask, you know, whatever it is that you, like, that, who, you know, listeners, whatever it is that you, like, believe in or think is something higher than you, like, you don't ask that for something by, like, you know, closing your eyes and saying, oh, please give me my $1 million now, you know, like, that's not how you ask for it. You ask by becoming that. You ask by feeling. If you want $1 million, you don't close your eyes and ask for it and then feel like you're in poverty and like, oh my god, I need. You ask for $1 million by closing your eyes and feeling like you have $1 million. That's how you ask.
And then when you get that feeling, you start working toward it.
Bam!
Yep. And that's just like, I mean, like you're saying, if you put out the vibes, if you put out a good vibration, basically, I don't know, I'm losing my train of
thought. No, exactly. No, like, you're absolutely right. When you put the vibes out, you don't have a choice to get them back.
Yeah.
It's just like plain and simple. So like, When we like, you know, get up and we do these things that necessarily, you know, maybe we don't want to do, but we have these dreams and we know that doing these things are going to get us to exactly where we want to be, and that getting up in the morning is a blessing because I'm doing this, I will be able to get up and feel as amazing and do whatever I want to do and feel as great as I've ever wanted to feel if I just keep my head in the right place.
Yep.
That's just what I'm trying to get to. Is like, if you can feel in the mornings like you are already where you want to be, if you can wake up and convince yourself, like, you know, shit, man, this Cameron, this is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the difference between peasants staying peasants and then, like, peasants becoming kings, right? It's like we were talking about, right? It's if you feel like a peasant, and you just allow yourself to only feel like a peasant, and everybody around you treats you like a peasant, and you're just like, oh, I'm a peasant. We're talking like back in the day, you know, like whatever. And even though peasants didn't really have the opportunity to become kings, you know, in some wicked, you know, place, I'm sure that, you know, there was peasants that were like, you know, took charge versus, you know what I'm saying? Like people in the back, we don't know, like, all the stories. Cameron would. He's a history master. But like, my point is, in today's society, in today's economy, you have the option, you have the ability to be, do, and have anything you want through your visualization, your expectation, and your ability to believe that you can have it, right? So if you were born a peasant, let's just say, if you were born, everyone treats you like a peasant, everyone treats you, and you keep thinking
of, you have that mindset of being a peasant, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and then when something happens with that particular peasant mindset, you're going to make a peasant decision.
Exactly.
But if you're a peasant but you think like a king,
exactly,
it's just completely different.
You
you're
going to
go the other direction. You'll come up with it, and you're put under, let's say you're a peasant thinking like a king, put under the same situation.
Exactly.
If something happened, then you would make a king's decision on it.
100%.
And that sets apart the people right
there. Exactly. And that's the difference.
It separates the leaders from the pack.
Bam.
You know?
Bam. And the leaders are the ones that just attract that effortless, you know, dream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That one that's like, I'm getting through school and I'm doing it because I know the outcome. Because the work that I have to do now compared to where I'm going to be and the people that I will be able to help with my prosperity and my knowledge and my ability to, you know, provide or whatever is incomparable to the work that I'm doing now. And the big key, right? And this is the big, big key of like, this is where the rubber hits the road. It's like knowing, closing that gap between what you're doing and where you are, and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that it is going to take you there.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't let doubt be involved at all. You got to know, and that's the only option. You got to know where you're going and stick on that path, and you have no other option.
Totally.
And that's it.
Totally.
And that's it. Get you there, you know?
That's power, brother.
That is. That's power. That's
yeah.
Life.
Yeah. Yeah. It totally is. And it's all about expanding into more, growing into more, knowing more of who you are, right? Pushing your limits even greater, thinking that, like, you know, achieving.
Put yourself in an uncomfortable situation that others wouldn't.
Totally.
And that sets you apart.
Totally.
That puts you above.
Totally.
You know?
And that uncomfortable situation is stretching the limits beyond where you've ever stretched yourself before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can only get greater from that.
Yeah.
Right. And
greater
that's what
knowledge
you.
Knowledge and greater and, under stress and under situations by practice in a way.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's what you do, brother. And it is. And that's why you are an inspiration. Because you. No, truly. Because you have that will. You have that desire. You have that ability to be, do, and have anything that you want to through the power of your persistence. Through the power of your will. And whether you have consciously, you know, thought of yourself that way or not, that is who you are and that is what you're doing. And my point is, if you can do it and if we can do it, and if you can just know that you can do it, then literally anybody can be anything they want, have anything they want by just thinking themselves into it, you know, by just feeling themselves into it, by saying like, oh shit, I am persistent. I have been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
I am a survivor. Yeah. I am a fucking winner. I am on top, you know?
Definitely. I mean, you have the power to do, especially in this world, you have the power to do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
But no matter what, it's going to take hard work.
Absolutely.
But if you keep a positive, good forward mindset,
totally,
then you can get there. Don't allow negative into your life.
Yes.
Don't surround yourself with negative people either.
Absolutely.
Surround yourself with good, positive people.
That's a big thing.
And that's what I do with Dave.
Oh, my brother Cam. Yeah, that's just what I got to do with brother Cam, man. No, but that's very true. True. That's very true.
True.
And then once you get past puberty, you can get your voice.
You can talk. I only talk radio. I don't.
Jesus. But seriously, man, it's super true in the sense of we're so quick to be told that we can't do something because it hasn't been done before. We're so quick to be told that, oh, you want to do that? Oh, man, well, only like 1% of people that happen.
Good luck. Yeah,
good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
why would anybody ever respond that way? Like, that's just, like, off the bat, you're right, like...
And that's being shot down. That's just a total shoot down with negativity.
Right?
You know?
Right?
You don't need that.
Just don't need that.
You don't need that. And don't let that convince you. Don't let somebody's fucking reaction like that bring you down.
Totally.
Excuse my language.
No, it's hey, man.
I don't know what the rules are.
It's all fucking good here, bro. No FCC on the internet, man.
That's right. Hell yeah.
But seriously. So, but let's not... Okay, now I'm going to bring up a good point. I think.
Please do.
I think, right?
Bring it up.
I like to think my points are good.
Any point that you bring up is always good.
No. Hey, that's not true. I'd like to bring up a point. Okay, not going to say whether it's good or bad. Okay, let's not get confused about the contrast. Let's not get confused about the negativity. Now, we cannot identify how awesome something is without recognizing how shitty something can be, right?
Yeah.
You cannot have the more without the less. Mm-hmm. You cannot have the greater without the lack of. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or else it would just be stagnant. It would be the same. It would all be one. It would be like there would be no difference. It would just be like... Like, if there's no difference between what is greater, you know, defined by the human mind, but it's not defined by the perspective, you know, what is, like, what is good, what is bad, what is negative, what is positive, you know, we need to be grateful that we're able to experience these negative things. We need to be grateful that we're able to have these
true.
Super traumatic and gnarly experiences.
And to know the differences between
bam.
What's good and what's negative, you know.
Because without them, we would not expand the contrast, right? Every single time, and think about this, man. Every single time something bad happens that we would recognize to be like bad, immediately in that decision, whether we're focusing on it or not, a new desire is born for the exact opposite of what we're experiencing. So it's like...
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, that's so shitty. Whether we're focusing on the shittiness or whether we're focusing on like, oh, that would be so amazing if whatever the opposite would be. Like,
if you're a straight A student,
right.
And you see, you know, you're at home and you're studying, but all your friends or all your guys you go to school with or whatever are out partying and you're
exactly.
Like, oh, man, it looks like fun. But they're getting crappy grades.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you're looking at both sides here.
Right, and it's like you need to, you know, you need to be able to be grateful for the shitty experiences because had you not had that experience, you would not know more focused, more absolutely what you want,
mm-hmm.
Right? And the greatest thing in this life is knowing, I believe, one of the greatest things in this life is knowing what you want. Being happy, maintaining your happiness.
It's very hard to know what you want, too.
It is.
Bro, one of the hardest things in life is knowing what you want to do with life.
It is.
You know?
Isn't that silly?
Yeah, it is. It's really weird.
Isn't that a big contradiction?
I wonder if the Indians had that problem.
I wonder, man. I wonder now.
Yeah, I'm going to grow up and be a hunter-gatherer.
That's so funny. I was actually just having a conversation about that this morning. About hunting and gathering.
Just putting them out there, man. I'm picking them up, though.
Hey, brother, I'm picking up your vibes, man.
I'm digging the vibes.
Hey, bro. I'm digging the cam vibes, all right? Digging the cam vibes.
It's all about the Dave.
So we've learned a lot here, though, man. I've learned a lot here, right? And
I've learned a lot.
It's really a humbling experience. When you can say, you know, thank you for this terrible experience. It's really a humbling feeling when you can genuinely feel gratitude for where you are in your life, even though you may have experienced some shitty things. I mean, that's
that is very true.
Humility. That's power is what that is. You just empowered yourself. You just gave yourself the ability to manipulate your position in time and space, in your state of being, and in literally the way that everything reacts to you around you. If you can just allow yourself a feeling of gratitude, regardless of where you are, what you've done, where you've been.
That all goes along the same lines of thinking positively.
Absolutely.
If you dwell on the negatives, in some situations, there might be a lot, but if you dwell on those,
yes,
then it's just going to hold you back.
Totally.
Just going to keep you down.
Totally.
And you can't dwell on the negative.
You cannot.
You got to find that little bit of good out of the bad situation and roll with that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and grow from that.
Grow from that, man. You plan.
That's another thing. Take negative situations and kind of learn from them. Grow from them.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's major. You got to learn from mistakes, if they are, or whatever, and just learn and grow.
Totally.
Don't look back. Look forward and
yeah,
grow.
Totally. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. You just can't expect yourself to, you know, come here and, like, to this planet and, like, live this life and not have negative experiences and not, you know, judge things and not sift through the contrast and decide that this is good and this is bad and I want this and I don't want that and I want more of this and I never want that to happen. And, you know, like, you just can't come here and, like, not experience that and not have that to the fullest degree. That's just, like, embedded in – it's what our senses are. That's what our – it's our DNA to you know – decide what we want and what we don't want and to expand into that. And it's just like, but the point is, it's very easy to get caught up.
Yeah, it is.
It's very easy.
Because once again, that's the easier thing to do.
Yes.
It's, you know, like, you want to, for some reason, the mind, it just goes toward whatever is easy.
Right.
Okay, and that's easier to get caught up on the negative and dwell on the freaking negative aspects of everything, but can't do it.
Right.
You got to train yourself and go through it and, like, all right, I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to think about the good in this situation and roll with that.
Totally.
You know?
And it's funny because it's okay, so in the moment, right, in the actual situation, it's, like, way easier. It's infinitely easier to, you know, be focusing on the shitty situations. It's, like, it's almost inevitable. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When something big is going on that's happening, it's, like, it's so hard to be like, oh, it's all going to be okay. Oh, yeah, this is cool. But, like, the funny thing is, in a situation, if we were to just let that resistance go, if we were to just truly let it go and truly believe that there is, you know, grass is greener on the other side and, like, it's going to be okay, then it would be way easier. Like, it's catch 22. You know, like, if we can break through that super difficult wall of just allowing it to be okay, it would be.
Yeah.
Isn't that wicked?
That is wicked.
Super wicked.
Yeah.
And that
those are some vibes right there.
Those are vibes, dude. And that breaks down, right? That breaks us down to what we're talking about here is keeping your mindset on the American dream, keeping your mindset on exactly the things that you want to do, exactly the person that you want to be.
Yeah.
And that's what Cam's doing right now.
That's what I'm trying, Cam's doing, you know. I mean, it takes a lot of work, but you got to do it. It's just one of those deals. You got to do it. That's another thing. If you surround yourself with good people, it helps out that much more. It keeps you on a good mind frame and
totally
keeps you moving forward.
Yeah, you know,
it's tough to do.
If you have people that are constantly telling you, like, oh, you know, you can't do that. Oh, that's so hard. That's so difficult. That's going to take so long. And it starts to penetrate. That can really affect your outcome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, like, if you're friends with, you know, I guess, I don't know, like some of my friends, for instance, just bartenders,
right,
and whatever. Actually, except for one of my buddies is a mechanical engineer.
Nice.
And out of high school, he went straight off to college and did his thing. And for me, though, I kind of thought that was a little too sudden. I mean, you don't know when you're graduating high school what you want to do exactly.
Right.
You kind of, I guess maybe you have an idea, but he did that, and it's paid off. It's working out good for him. But aside from him, none of my other friends really did too much. And
right.
Being surrounded by those guys and then getting into construction. And then, you know, it's like, takes a lot, really. You gotta you see the mindset of these people that just they just put in their 8 hours and go home and like and that's it. But I want more than that in life.
Totally.
I don't want to just put in 8 hours and get my week paycheck and that's it. I want more. I want more out of life.
And I think
you see these people doing that, and I don't know. I want more. You know, it all depends on who you're surrounded by.
And it's your right. It's your right to have more. It's your birthright.
Yeah.
To have more. It's your birthright to be and do and have whatever you want. And these people that, you know, you may look at and be like, oh shit, like, you know, I want more than that. Like, I definitely don't want to, like, my life to end up that way. You know what I mean? Like, these people, you need to understand that they've been told something different. You know, they've walked a different path. They've been, you know, they believed that this was the only way. And
for a lot of people, like, that I work with, putting in the 8-hour day is, that's all they want out of life.
Exactly.
And that's cool.
And
I'm not talking against that at all.
I mean, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that.
I believe in work. Working hard gets you somewhere. If you're just going to sit around, you're not going to get anywhere.
Of course not.
You know, if you're expecting to just be somebody and not work for it, that's not going to happen.
Of course not.
You know?
And there's absolutely not. There's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting. As long as you are fulfilling your desires, that's all that it comes down to, man.
Yeah.
It's like, as long as you're in alignment with your desires, as long as you are knowing what you're working towards, knowing why you're waking up, knowing why you're doing the things that you do. We're so quick to be zombies in our society, man, in our economy. We're so quick to go, you know, zombie blind mode and just accept literally just whatever is put in front of us. And okay, you know, you just eat the cheese, dude. You just eat the cheese. And it's like, it's all well and good, but that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. But my point is, you are here to be like the best that you like want to be. You are here to do what you want to do. Like, you're not here to be convinced out of something that you want to do. We're not here to be convinced that, like, you know, we can't do that because that's of that and no one's done it. And like, we're here to push the limits, and we're here to recognize that there's people around us that aren't pushing the limits, and that's okay for them, but that is not who I am.
Don't let it hold you down.
Bam.
Don't let it hold you down.
You are your own man. We are our own society. We are our own collective. That's why, man, I like, imagine if everybody in a community, right? Let's just take a city. Let's just say, for some weird, wacky reason, everybody in that city was like able to like maintain. Yeah, of course everybody got it set, but for the most part, maintain like out positive, optimistic state of mind. Like, okay, yeah, that's shitty, but let's focus on the solution. Oh, that's bad, but there's always a solution. Oh, I want to be that. I'm just going to put my head to the ground and not focus on how terrible it is and how much I have to put in to get there. Like, you need to have, like, when I'm saying you, I'm not saying Cameron, I'm saying you, like, we as a Earth, as a planet, you know, like, we need to have, like, a more better relationship. We need to have a better relationship with controlling the way that we respond to the things that we want, to the people, you know, that's all I'm saying, man. To the people around us, to our dream, like.
Yep, and that response right there, that takes practice.
Takes hella practice.
I used to let everything get to me.
I still do, man.
I still do, too.
Like, there's so many, right? Like,
you'll never find somebody complaining more than me. I let everything get to me, but
that's funny.
It takes practice. And you know what? I'll let it get to me, but I won't let it affect my life. I probably do, but you shouldn't.
No.
You shouldn't let it affect your life. You know?
That's keen right there. That's keen right there.
So, exactly.
Don't let it affect your life. No, that's key. You just actually brought up a powerful point. Yeah, acknowledge things. Sure, acknowledge things. Say, like, okay, yeah, I acknowledge that to, like, I don't want that. But don't let it overtake the opportunity to fulfill, to
to fulfill that with a positive thought, to replace that with, you know, something that could be a little bit more proactive, right? It's like we have the choice to feel any way we want to feel in any moment. And we can essentially be squeezed in any way. Like, you know, we could be applied pressure to us in any way. And what we exude is up to us, you know. It's like how, you know, I don't know, how we react to that and those things. That's it, man. That's what it's all about.
It's like you put out the good vibes, and that's why you have the radio show now. I mean, that's basically what it is.
But, bro, you put out the good vibes, right? And you have your dream, and you have your mission, and that's why you're on it. And that's why you have people that support you, and that's why you have everything working in your favor.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it could be worse. Could be worse, but like I said, it's tough when you think about all the classes that you got to take and all the work I got to do.
Right.
You know, I probably won't get there till I'm like 30, but better late than never. And that's not even late in
that's not even late
society.
At all.
That's not even late.
And also, on top of that, we can, like, dude, think about all that time and, like, all the opportunities that can swing in and out. Like, if you just, like, you know, if we just, like, put ourselves out there, if we, like, just put ourselves in the positions that we want to be. Like, dude, you have no idea what could happen in the next year, few years, in the opportunities in your job, in your current construction job that could be presented to you, or in your in just other life, like other just silly opportunities, things that if you just start putting it out there, if you just literally, we just need to define what we want. You know, I want this in the most least resistant way possible. Right? You just got to know what you want, and you just got to, the way to get what you want is to stay happy in the process of your journey to it, and to not, you know, tally mark it, to not count how long it's taking. You're like, oh, you know, I've been doing this for so long and it still hasn't shown up. Well, the reason why it hasn't shown up is because you're responding to it not showing up. You just got to, you just got to know that.
You got to change your frame of mind about it.
Bam.
You got to know what it is you want, and you'll get there. I mean, bottom line, you will get there. If you know what you want and you're working for it, it'll happen.
Exactly. Dude, that's power right there. Change your frame of mind. Because when you change your frame of mind, you're changing your frame of reality, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a big projection, you know? It's a big mirror. It's all like,
like you said, it's in your head. It's your response to situations with that mind, with your frame of mind being set to what you want. Then you're going to react in situations to headed that way, really, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Exactly.
The frame of mind is key. If you're thinking negatively about things and you think that you're really not going to get somewhere that you want to go, then you're not going to get there.
Exactly.
You know, that's your frame of mind. You won't get there.
You will not get there. Do you think that, you know,
put out the good vibe that you're heading in that direction, you will go there.
Right. Right. You know, prosperous, happy, joyful, excited individuals don't think about depressing things. Don't think about,
I know,
you know, poverty. Don't think about, you know, lack of. People that are in, like, super depressed, shitty poverty, bad, you know, mental sets, bad frames of mind, don't think about their awesome abundance that's waiting for them, their awesome ability to control their mind. They don't think that they have the power, right?
Yeah.
And they're not bad people. They just have, no one's ever shined the light in their direction. No one's ever said, like, hey, like, brothers and sisters, like, you can actually, like, you can actually feel better if you want to, like, right?
A lot of times people aren't going to shine the light either.
That's very true.
You know?
That's very, very true, man.
You got to kind of figure it out on your own. Sometimes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes. And that's why, once again, that is frame of mind is key.
Frame of mind is key. And that is exactly, that is why.
Keep a good, happy, positive frame of mind.
Frame of mind is key.
You'll shine your own light.
Yeah, dude. And that's
your own light.
That's what it's all about, man. At the end of the day, you know, it's like, how can we be the brightest, the most influential, the most, how can we shine our light in the most ways possible, you know? Mm-hmm. That's really what I believe we all came here to do. And everything that we do is just an expression of that light and another form of giving that light. And Cameron, my brother, thank you for being the light and for keeping your light shining so bright to where you can be the example for people that have a dream, that know how they're going to get there, but know that there's a few hurdles in the way. There is indefinitely light at the end of that tunnel.
Yep. And
dude, I appreciate you seeing that, man.
I appreciate you seeing that and allowing me the opportunity to come on the show and talk.
Hey, man.
I really appreciate that.
There's many more to come.
I mean, this is the real deal. It's crazy.
Many more to come, brother.
It's crazy.
Many more to come, man.
Love it.
I want to thank each and every single one of you for sharing your Sunday afternoon with us here on the Vibration Station, always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Good Vibes Station, and always keep a little light in your heart. Nothing wrong with that.
A good frame of mind.
I want to thank my brother Cameron for coming on the show and inspiring us all to show us how to really keep the frame of mind to achieve the things that we know.
I really appreciate coming on the show.
Thank you, brother. Thank
you. It's been awesome.
You're the man. We'll talk to you soon, guys. Always love. Bye-bye.
Drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.